The Detroit Lions have a talented duo at wide receiver. Calvin Johnson and Golden Tate can cause problems for defenses. Let's take a look at a few of Detroit's plays from last week against the Chargers to show you how the Lions use both of these receivers individually and then in tandem. The first guy we're going to take a look at is Calvin Johnson, lined up right here in the slot. One thing to pay attention to right off the bat from the defense is they have a single high safety playing deep center field right here. The rest of the defenders are lined up on the line of scrimmage, and that leaves a big void right here in the middle of the field, and the Lions are going to use that void to let Calvin Johnson go to work. Now, when the Lions put Calvin Johnson in the slot right here, it presents an interesting dilemma for the defense. Do you use your best cover corner, usually an outside corner, and slide him inside, or do you let your nickel corner take Calvin Johnson? It's a decision that defenses are going to have to make every single week. No matter what decision you do end up making, you have an interesting situation because here's Calvin Johnson in the middle of the field with a huge void, and what he's going to do is work his way up the field and then release to the inside, and he's going to be wide open for quarterback Matthew Stafford. Let's take a look and see what happened. There you see the inside release by Johnson. He gets off of the jam, creates a big target for Stafford. That's an easy pitch and catch and a gain of 28 yards for the Detroit Lions offense. Okay, next play. Once again, Calvin Johnson is going to be working in the slot. Lined up right here on the inside, and the Chargers are going to do it a little bit differently this time. You're going to see the man responsible for Johnson on this play is safety Eric Weddle, and he's going to be playing off the line of scrimmage a little bit. So Johnson is going to see something different. It's not going to be press coverage. So we fast forward to the snap. Johnson's going to run the same type of route, an inside breaking route. But right when Stafford begins to deliver the throw, here's Weddle right here making a break on the ball. Almost comes up with the interception. So two similar formations and strategies for the Lions with Johnson in the slot. The Chargers play it two different ways. One works and one doesn't. All right, let's switch receivers and go to the number two receiver for the Detroit Lions, that being Golden Tate. He's going to be lined up in the slot here as well. We go back to a preseason game here against the Jacksonville Jaguars, a play that I noticed when we were watching the Lions in the exhibition season. This is going to be an out and up route by Golden Tate, a double move that he puts on the defender right here, and it works. You can see he puts his foot in the ground right at about the 47, 48 yard line with an outbreaking route, gets the corner, turned around, and then works his way upfield and makes the catch. Okay, so let's fast forward now to week one of the regular season against the San Diego Chargers last week, and you're going to see Golden Tate in a similar spot in the formation right here in the short slot. He's going to run the same type of route, a double breaking out and up route. He's going to work his way up the field, break out, try and get the corner to bite, and then work his way back up the field again. Very similar to what we saw in the preseason game against the Jaguars. We roll the tape, and there you see breaking out. Gets the corner to bite a little bit. A good job, though, by the corner of staying in Tate's hip pocket. So maybe the corner did a little bit of film study here and knew that this route was coming. He's there to break up the pass. Next play, once again, Golden Tate in the slot. He's going to run this out and up route. And it looks like the Chargers have been doing their studying. It's going to be one of these again. And the corner this time does not bite on it and makes a great play on the ball for the interception. So the out and up route was very effective for Golden Tate in the preseason against the Jaguars. The Chargers must have studied it and they were ready for it. Hopefully the Vikings will be too, because it won't surprise me if you see the Lions try and use this route on Sunday. Okay, the next play. Let's take a look at how the Lions use Johnson and Tate in tandem, which they do on this play against the San Diego Chargers. Here's what they're doing. They're lining both of them up on the same side of the formation, with Tate in the slot and Johnson on the outside. So this is going to cause some stress for a defense, because here you have the safety, Eric Weddle. He's over Calvin Johnson. They almost have a double team on Johnson. What the Chargers are going to do is line up Tate in man-to-man right here. You're going to see Johnson with an outside release and work his way up the field. What the Lions are trying to do is carry the corner deep into the field and also capture the safety's attention. That, in their thinking, is going to leave Tate open in the middle of the field so he can run a post route. He'll have one-on-one coverage, and he'll try and beat his defender to the inside. We roll the tape and watch Johnson right here with the outside release. So So now he's got Weddle where he wants him, right here in the corner on him. This should leave Golden Tate open to start stemming his route to the outside and then break to the middle for a touchdown. But Eric Weddle, the safety, makes a nice play on this ball. Right here, he sees Stafford deliver, puts his foot in the ground, sees it, and breaks on the ball. He's going to make a great physical play right at the goal line to come up with this interception. So, the Lions, with some good tactics, using Golden Tate on double moves to get him up the field, and then putting Johnson in the slot about 19% of the time to try and throw a changeup to the defense. The Chargers were ready for it. Hopefully the Vikings will be too.